From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King. Today, we're answering a listener question from Don, who reached out to ask how satellites navigate through space. I'm joined today by John Gianforte from the University of New Hampshire. So, John, how do satellites find their way around in space?
What's employed are called star trackers. They're basically cameras. So a star tracker will take a picture of a particular place in space and match that to a memorized model of the sky.
And how accurate is this system?
I'll give you a really good example of this. NASA launched a mission to Saturn called Cassini. Shortly after it got there, Cassini detected geysers erupting from the south pole of one of Saturn's small moons called Enceladus. The engineers, mission planners, and scientists got a little daring. They decided to fly through these plumes of a small moon orbiting Saturn. Think about that. You got to know exactly where your spacecraft is if you want to fly through a plume that's 125 miles high, emanating from a moon that's 300 miles across, orbiting a planet that's orbiting the sun at a billion miles away. So that was really, really challenging and trying for that star tracker. But they did it, and they did it multiple times, and the mission continued for another decade after that.
I wonder if they can make some that talk like GPS apps.
That could be interesting.
Well, John, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
And thanks to Don for writing in with that question. If you have questions about the night sky, feel free to email us, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee King.